In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday, we hear a verse from the Lord saying to the people, and of course to us today, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. We sometimes underestimate what can proceed out of the tongue. And for example, we can mention and enlist many, many sins which might come from the tongue. And because of these words, many other problems might come as well. Sometimes when we come for confession, we keep on thinking what we might have done wrong, but we do not consider maybe what we have said wrong, which is so, so many. For a person to be able to have a full control over his tongue, this is something only for the perfect people. Where are we from this level? Out of the tongue proceeds seduction. People fall in temptation because of a word from the tongue. We hear King Solomon warning us from this tongue of seduction by saying, to keep you, speaking about knowledge and wisdom, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. People learn how to use drugs and fall into addiction because of a word of temptation coming from a bad company. People fall into adultery because of a word of seduction coming from a seductress. Out of the tongue also proceeds hypocrisy. We hear this. St. James is warning us in his epistle. With it, speaking about the tongue, we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. We have to be very careful in what we say, because we might be falling into the same sin that the Lord rebuked the Pharisees for, hypocrisy. We come and we bless God with our tongues here, and we greet one another with our tongues in the church, and when we go out, we blaspheme against Him. We curse each other, and we speak evil about each other. These things ought not to be so, as St. James is saying to us. Out of the tongue also proceeds falling into evil. Whoever is able to keep his tongue will spare his life. But if I have no control over my tongue, then we hear King Solomon saying to us, he who has a deceitful heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. How many times out of the tongue we found ourselves in trouble, and we might find it's very hard to come out of the situation that we put ourselves in because of a tongue which is speaking evil. Out of the mouth also of man, we might proceed into defilement. Not what goes into the mouth, as the Lord says, defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. We sometimes are picky on the time of the fasting, as now, on how this food is fasting food or not. We watch very carefully into maybe the contents of a certain type of candy or biscuits or anything, and we are so careful in examining if this is fasting food or not. But when it comes to what comes out from our mouth, which really might lead to us to be defiled, we are not as careful as when we do with what comes into our mouth. Out of the mouth may proceed defilement. Defilement. The same word said about sexual immorality, it said about unresponsible words coming from our mouth. Out of the mouth also on the tongue of man may proceed contentions. When there is no wood, King Solomon says, the fire goes out, and where there is no gossip, strife cease. How many troubles and strife and contentions and troubles between men came because of a word which is not responsible. how many houses were broken because of mouths which are irresponsible. We should be very careful. Out of the tongue proceeds many, many problems and sins. Then how we should be fighting and struggling in order to be able to control the tongue. Many instructions were given to us in the Bible on how we should be struggling and in which manner. First of all, we have to keep in mind that God will judge every word. Every word. I cannot imagine how big is the book of life for all, every one of us. How much God is keeping in his records every single word. This is scary, my brethren. Sometimes we don't pay attention to what we say, but actually God said that he will bring every idle word to judgment. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Sometimes we like think that God may be saying this out of like warning us, exaggerating. God do not exaggerate, my brethren. We do. We do. We say that I will hold you accountable for whatever you say. And we forget this and we don't do as we say. But when God says that every idle word, we will be giving account on it on the judgment day, this is scary. That is why it should be included in our confessions that how many idle words we say every day. St. Paul defines the idle word as the word which is not for edification, meaning a word is not said to edify. Then how many words we say every day which might bring us into judgment. Don't say that I don't have anything to confess. If you review your speech in the last 24 hours, you will find many, many things that will bring you to confess your sins. The second thing that we should remember is that we should be watching over our hearts. The tongue expresses what is in my mind and my heart. It doesn't speak by itself. No. As the Lord said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. If my heart is a proud one, I will find myself complaining against others, maybe not happy with the way they treat me, maybe I feel like I should be treated better than this, and I find myself in many struggles, and I'm saying harsh words to the people around me. Why? Simply because I have a heart which is defiled with pride. Maybe if I have a heart which is like allowing all the kinds of lusts to come into, I will find my tongue slips and saying things which are inappropriate for a Christian to say. Maybe if I have a deceiving heart, I find myself lying here and there and find my way always to like solutions to my problems by saying lies. I have to be very careful in watching my heart. Out of my heart will my tongue will speak. The third thing that we should be remember while struggling to control our tongues is that no gain comes from lying. We sometimes think that when we lie, we will solve the situation. We will come out of a problem. But King Solomon is saying otherwise. He said, the truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. As we heard from a wise man, that you can deceive some people for some time, but you will never be able to deceive all the people for the whole time. We have to be very careful. Lies are short-lived. They do not live for long. One day they will be brought into light, and then we will have a problem. Another rule we should be remembering while struggling against the sins of the tongue is that gentle tongue is very strong. We sometimes in our strife with others or our struggle with them thinks that when I speak harsh words, this is the way to put people on their like limits, and this is how I should be defending myself. But actually this is again what King Solomon is instructing us. He said, by long forbearance a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone. How strong is this gentle tongue? I remember a story we all may be aware of about Abuna Bishoy Kamel, the one who departed, the one who used to serve in Alexandria. He used to pass by a neighbor who had a small shop beside his house. And this neighbor was a Muslim guy. He did not like Abuna Bishoy. So every time he saw him, he used to spit on the ground and say a word of like a cursing. And Abuna didn't comment on this until one day when Abuna was in his way to his house, he heard that this man is not there and he is sick. So what happened is, Abuna, he bought something and he went to the house of this guy. And he said to him that, I missed you today and I hope and pray that you will feel good. With this gentle tongue, actually he broke inside him this hatred, and this man turned to become Christian later on. If imagine that if things went into I turn a revile with a revile, a curse with a curse, how this is going to end to be? I will lose my peace, and after all, even if I win the battle of cursing, I lost myself to be a Christian and son of God. So don't underestimate the work of a gentle tongue. It can break a bone, as King Solomon is saying. The fifth rule in how we should be struggling to control the tongue is that we will never regret silence. We never heard about a person who regretted keeping silence. As King Solomon also is saying to us, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Remember this, whoever restrains his lips is wise. St. Arsenius is saying to us the same. Many, many times I spoke and I regretted, but for silence I never regret. You will never regret silence. The last rule we keep in mind while we are struggling to control the tongue is that it is not easy for any of us to really by himself have a control over his tongue. Then ask for God's help. As King David was saying, he was praying to God this way, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, keep watch over the door of my lips. I know many, many people who use this verse in the beginning of each day before they go out. They pray from inside their heart and say, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Even before answering the phone, maybe before going to visit anyone, they keep in mind that by themselves, maybe they will not be able to have a full control over their tongue. But with the help of God and His grace, maybe this will be reachable. So today is a message for all of us, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. May the Lord to set a guard over our mouth, and we will be justified with what we say and what also we are not going to say. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.